Chiefs.
With the 37th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Chris Jones, defensive tackle, Mississippi State.
I had a source tell me that, again, and this is, you know, do with this what you want, that there is momentum towards getting a deal done, there's optimism, and that the Chiefs have at least discussed a four-year deal for Chris Jones, and that there's true optimism that they're going to get something done. I know a defensive teammate was at least told some people that he thinks that he's pretty sure it's going to happen. So,
okay.
Again, take that for what it's worth.
This is Chris Jones. You are listening to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Go Chiefs!
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. For those that missed it last night, let's swing it now to Al Pacino to find out who won Best Picture.
Only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that, and I will. Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas.
Yes.
Only one will.
My eyes don't see anything.
Oppenheimer.
That's like the crowd was like,
is that the winner then?
I don't,
the music even was a little,
sure.
They're like, do I push the button on the music
well,
now?
Well, probably because they were following the script. That's what happened there.
That wasn't how it was written, my eyes see.
Well, do you think? Do you think that's how, do you think... The writer sat down.
I don't write the scripts. How am I supposed to know?
Here's how it's going to play out. We want everyone to be totally unsure of who won right after he says it.
I mean,
hey,
I,
how about the clips of everyone? Nope. How about mentioning who's nominated? No. Figure it out. What are you laughing for?
Nothing.
No. What's so damn funny in
nothing.
There?
Nothing.
Share with the class.
My eyes, see? A one-year-old baby.
Oh, stop. Why do you do it? He's a new father, so shut up.
A new father at 83.
Well, so what?
Well.
Hey.
His eyes saw something, I can tell
you
that.
Still got it.
I'm just, you know, congrats.
Right. My eyes see Oppenheimer.
Did either of you guys see Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
I did.
So did Al.
Eyes saw it.
Yes.
I liked it. I thought it was great.
I love Christopher Nolan. I'm biased.
That's the first time he's won.
I know. I was pumped for him.
But, you know, I was happy that
Reception, but
Robert Downey Jr. won. That's his first Oscar.
That's awesome.
Because I still think one of the best performances I've ever seen was when he was in Less Than Zero, which is one of the most depressing movies you'll...
Not
yeah, if you're looking to...
That's usually a prerequisite for winning Best Picture, isn't it? Like how depressing
well, even
is
this
the movie?
Was even...
Even depressing by Oscar standards?
Yes.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
The critics don't like something if it's like feel good.
Right.
Right?
All Jake cares about
is serious
Jake
enough.
Said, Iron Man won! Yeah!
Right.
Iron Man died. Spoiler
I just
alert.
Saw him last night.
I saw that Bob Marley movie on Friday.
What
was that?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Even though you knew the ending?
I did.
Did your kids like it, though, or were they mad? Just be honest.
I think they liked it.
I know you think that, but did they?
I thought I might have fallen asleep through part of it.
I think my kids like a lot of things,
right.
And I end up being wrong.
Did you like the actor, was it Kingsley Benadir, who played Bob Marley?
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought he did a good job. It was a good celebration of his music. Like, it wasn't the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
You're not.
But
this is not heavy praise here.
I enjoyed it thoroughly because...
Good, not great?
I love Bob Marley, and I thought it was a great celebration of his music.
So how'd they do it? Did he actually sing the Bob Marley
songs?
That's
a good question, because some of the songs, it sounded exactly like Bob Marley. So I felt like maybe some of the songs they just played they played his version and had the guys, you know, lip sync it. But other ones, it felt like he was doing it authentically. So I don't know. I haven't researched it. I don't know the answer to that. But it was, you know, I got tears in my eyes almost every song because I'm me. But I love Bob Marley, so I enjoyed it.
It was a blend of vocals is what the internet is telling me.
There you go. That's what it looked like.
Isn't all music really, when you think about it?
Right.
Just a blend of...
It's a blend, yeah.
It said they used his real singing voice blend with Bob Marley's vocals.
That's how it seemed. That's how it seemed. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
But in the times they used his voice, I was like, he's pretty good.
Right.
You know?
At any point when you were in the theater with your kids, did you say, I see Bob Marley?
No, I did not.
No, why not?
Did you think that was better or John Travolta's, you know, pronunciation of Idina Menzel's
name? This was better because this was Best Picture.
Oppenheimer.
And he's announcing he won for Best Picture, and no one was sure that they won.
Yes.
You know who Travolta was like. Yeah. Was like,
well, did you?
Only one will take the award.
After he said yes a couple of times, did that make you feel like, okay, that really is the winner?
But no, because there's at least a chance that he got it wrong.
Right.
That was at least, you know, that was at least a possibility.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Well, is he giving the nominees right here?
No, there's no.
That's what everybody's asking.
He's giving you no information.
He hadn't done that yet, right? He hadn't given the nominees.
And I'm here for it. Here's the deal.
Because don't they usually say, like, here are the nominees for Best Picture?
When you ask Pacino at 83 to come out there and do this, and you play the Godfather theme when he's walking on stage, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, apparently,
you know why?
Because he did.
Because he's Michael Corleone and Tony Montana.
There you go.
He does what he likes.
And I have to go to the envelope for that.
Okay.
And
great.
I will.
Thank you.
And you will.
Here it comes.
All right.
Here
I have to do anything.
What else happens?
Then what do you do?
I see Oppenheimer.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe he just picked whatever, you know, he's like, yeah.
Maybe Oppenheimer didn't win.
Right.
But guess what?
Maybe
Pacino wanted them to win.
No one's going to tell Al Pacino he's wrong.
It. Maybe Barbie won, and he's like,
no. Pacino said, yeah.
My eyes, well, they see Oppenheimer.
I don't think his eyes saw anything.
Animated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazzy.
Right. But, like, you knew who he was talking about because he just said the song and everything else.
Yeah.
And like,
but that doesn't sound anything like her name, really.
Right. But, like, how many people actually knew at that point?
Right.
Like, no, there were some people like, oh, yeah. And then you find out.
She had kind of an interesting name.
Whatever, right.
Yeah. And he was just presenting someone who's performing. You know,
right.
You know, he just messed up. But,
right.
Like, this is.
But everyone's on the edge.
This is.
Who won?
Best Picture. All right.
This is really why everybody is there.
All right. You've been waiting all night.
This is the last award, the biggest award, the most important.
Hey,
award.
Who's up for it? I don't know.
Don't worry about that.
I've got to go to the envelope for that.
I have to go to the envelope.
And I will. Just to back it up in case you didn't think he would, I will.
Because I don't really have to do anything.
Here it goes. Like, here it goes. Here I am.
My eyes see Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very reluctant clapping from the audience.
Because
he didn't know. You always have those moments in the audience, like, is this, do we clap now?
Did they?
I'm saying yes. Okay.
All right.
They're playing music now.
And so I was happy that for supporting actress Divine Joy Randolph, who gave a great speech, one for the holdovers.
She was great.
Because we told you about the holdovers.
Have you watched that yet?
No. He's not going to because we told him to.
I don't even really remember you guys telling me.
Paul Giamatti, it's about relationships.
It's
a very good movie.
Yeah.
We've told you twice.
I was just trying to make you mad.
Two different segments kind of about it.
I wish Paul Giamatti would have, because I love him.
Yeah.
But, like, you're happy that Iron Man won an Oscar.
Yeah.
In my stupid mind, Tommy Shelby won an Oscar last night for Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping he'd go up there and cut someone, but he didn't.
With his hat?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if he would have done that, then we're talking about a memorable Oscar moment. He goes up there like Peaky Blinders and cuts someone with his hat. Then he's like, oh,
yeah, hey, yeah.
Wow, what a great acceptance speech. I've never seen that before.
Where?
And so my obsession, what's this right here, Nate, my hat?
It's a rakish derby.
What's that say right there?
Yeah, but that's an original.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I ordered this.
It also says size 8.5.
I ordered this from the UK because of my love of Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, that's a nice hat.
Thank you. I love it. And I love
Peaky Blinders.
Nice
wool,
and
maybe?
Part of that is because of Cillian Murphy.
Check out that bill.
Have you watched all of it?
Not all of it. But
why? Because Tom Hardy's in it? You don't like him?
Just, I take a little bit at a time.
Have you arrived at Tom Hardy yet?
Was that season 3?
Have you seen him yet?
I have seen him.
Do you like him?
I love him.
There, that's all.
But there's like 7 or 8 seasons of
it. Just watch it. They're making the movie.
Oh.
Watch it in time for the movie so we can go see the movie.
Yeah, we'll go see that together.
Thank you.
I got caught up in a show called The Gentlemen this weekend.
Is it good? I've been thinking about it. I saw the.
I'm a Guy Ritchie sucker.
Yeah.
I mean, I
you sure are. That's what I've heard.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But you said it.
Anything he does, I'll watch.
And he means anything.
Does that include Madonna?
Madonna. Yeah, yeah, no.
Boy, Madonna got in a lot of trouble.
She did.
You hear about that at her concert?
It's
not funny.
She needs to go away.
And I'm telling both of you, you better not laugh because it's not funny. She got in a lot of trouble.
She's a Satanist.
She was singing a song where everyone got up dancing. And then she saw someone that didn't stand up to dance to their song. And she got on the microphone and got mad. And Chast called him out. And why didn't you get up and dance?
Oh, no.
At the concert, right?
Oh, no.
Well, that poor person was in a wheelchair. That's why, dummy. And so then now everyone's criticizing Madonna, as they should, you know.
You never know what somebody's going through.
Well you kind of know if you would look. Apparently,
how about,
she went through the Al Pacino syndrome of not being able to see anything.
Stop being, you know, worried about what other people are doing. Just, you know, they paid money. They can.
Good.
They're not, as long as they're not heckling you. Just mm-hmm. If they want to sit down, let them sit down. If they can't get up, then... let him sit down.
And you're right. It was a big deal that the Chiefs re-signed Chris Jones because now...
big time.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Three-peat anyone? How does the rest of the NFL feel about it? I'm loving these tweets already. I'm looking at other tweets from people that follow other NFL teams. You know, how the hell did they afford to sign Chris Jones?
Isn't that how we felt forever?
Right, yeah.
You know, like the Broncos, they got Peyton Manning, and they got,
I was sure that he was going to run. Were you? Well, too bad, aren't you? Too bad, so sad. Oh, great. Chiefs signed Chris Jones again. Now we got to watch him win another Super Bowl. Yeah, 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 that's right. Watch it.
Right.
That's right. My eyes see Chris Jones back in a Chiefs uniform. Yes. Yes, Al, you do. And you're going to have to deal with it. And guess what? There's going to be some more people that sign. They're going to make other NFL teams mad. And you guys, how did they get him now? Why is this happening? And so Chris Jones, it's being called a 5-year deal, but we've already gone through that. What it is, but I tell you, what it is fantastic. Chris Jones, it's being called a 5-year, $158.75 million deal. But as Spotrac and others have tweeted out, in practical terms, it's 3 years, $95.3 million, $60 million guaranteed at signing. $35 million more by March 25. A cap hit of $7.35 million in 2024.
That's tasty.
It is, isn't it? And so... and there's other money being passed out, right? What did you guys think of Baker Mayfield re-signing with the Buccaneers?
Wow.
Three-year, $100 million contract extension, right?
Good for Bakes.
Okay, so...
But it makes him, what, the 15th highest-paid quarterback?
That's the point I was going to make. $50 million guaranteed.
I didn't think he'd get 3 years, though.
But I saw somewhere it's basically, it's kind of really 2 years.
Okay. But,
so that ranks 15th currently, the $50 million guaranteed. And as far as average per season, you see, 3 years, it's only 16th. So it's right in the middle, right? And that's kind of where he is. Yeah. I like Baker Mayfield. Sure. It clicked. They brought back Mike Evans. It works, and so good for him.
He earned it.
And it makes, once again, Cleveland look stupid, which I'm a fan of.
Well, where's Deshaun Watson on that list? Like, what's he making, $60 million now?
God. Well, look at the huge dividends he's paid for Cleveland so far.
Oh, they beat Baltimore. And then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
I'm biting my lip really hard.
Don't. Just don't. You're thinking about it. Don't do it.
Let it out. No, do it.
No.
Come on. Do it.
No.
Why not?
I just don't think it'd be appropriate.
On this show?
What is?
Well, it's a good question, but I don't know.
Also, one other note I wanted to mention, not football related. I told you last couple of weeks that this is baseball. The Royals dodged disaster in free agency because one of the first guys they made a contract offer to was Lucas Giolito, and he declined. And then he signed with Boston, and he got hurt, and he's probably out for a year and a half. And they went with Lugo and Waka, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, remember we talked about them finally giving up on Jackson Kowar, and they traded him to the Braves. And then the Braves traded him to the Mariners. Did you see what happened with Jackson Kowar?
I did.
Tommy John surgery for Jackson Kowar. So,
damn, man.
That sucks. I mean, I was actually, and he still can when he comes back, but.
We were rooting for him.
I would like to see him be a good believer and have success. He's going to have surgery next week in Dallas.
Good trade.
Yeah. Well, but let me, do you think this is a good trade? And so, in the offseason, in December, the Braves traded pitching prospects Cole Phillips and Jackson Kowar to the Mariners for Jared Kelenic. Phillips and Kowar now are scheduled for Tommy John surgery. So I might not trade with the Braves anymore. Like, hello, he's a Braves click. Nope. No, thank you. Got a couple pitchers here. Ian Rappaport is reporting. T. Higgins. You ready?
Yep.
Drum roll. T. Higgins has, in fact, requested a trade from Cincinnati. So things are going well for them. So we'll find out what happens there. The franchise tag was meant to keep long-term talks going, but Higgins' camp had no such talks before the tag was administered, according to Ian Rappaport, and now they have officially requested a trade. He wants out. What do you think they'll get for him if they trade him?
There's no way they would negotiate with the Chiefs.
That's not happening. That's not happening.
Like, they ain't doing that.
Well, whoever they negotiate with, they're going to have to sign him.
Obviously. Yeah, the like, price tag will be too steep as far as the money.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Think he'll get more than L'Jarius Sneed?
What do
in
you
terms
mean?
Of draft pick compensation for in a trade?
Probably.
Who would you rather have on your team?
But what do you need? I mean,
right.
What's your bigger need? Just depends. Like, if I'm Detroit, I'd rather have L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah, I think if I'm anybody, I'd rather have L'Jarius Sneed because I don't think it's smart paying wide receivers that much money.
But also, like, do you have a young quarterback that needs a weapon that needs to be developed? Or there's, it just depends. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it depends on circumstances.
But like Detroit, when I look again, I'll keep saying this. When I look at Detroit, if if they give up a second round pick and spend money on LeJarius Sneed, that is a gigantic win for them.
Yeah.
Because the way that team is constructed, you can look at that team and say they're a LeJarius Sneed type of way for maybe getting to the Super Bowl. If they have LeJarius Sneed, they might win they might have been the Super Bowl last year. But they need his personality because he got that dog in him. They need his talent. They need any defensive back who can cover and or tackle. And that it just makes sense. They have explosive offensive weapons. They have a quarterback situation taken care of. They need LeJarius Sneed. And so then, like, for them, it's a no-brainer. But you ask me what team, and I'll tell you. But, I mean, it's also like, how confident are you in Sneed's knee? Do you have any issues there? But, I mean, there's some teams that I could see, say, why not? You know what, T. Higgins, we need T. Higgins. If you have a young quarterback that you need weapons for, maybe T. Higgins.
So. I mean, I think it's an offensively driven league these days, and it's more exciting, a guy that goes and scores points. But what's harder to find? You found out this year that you can put LeJarius Sneed on the best wide receivers in the entire NFL, and he will not erase them, but absolutely contain them.
I don't know. Like, for the Chiefs, it's harder to find wide receivers. They can find defensive backs. They've shown that, right?
Yeah.
They trade for
which is crazy though, because in general,
right?
How many corners can do what LeJarius Sneed did this year? You go take the best receiver on the other team.
The crazy part is he's not the best corner on his team. I don't want that to anger people, but Trent McDuffie is.
But also, it does help when you have an elite pass rush.
Sure,
I mean that helps you be a better corner. I mean, it does.
I don't think the Chiefs had an elite pass rush this year.
You don't?
No. I think it was good. I think it looked elite because their defensive backs were so good it forced other teams to hold on to the ball longer.
What would you give for T. Higgins right now, knowing you have to pay him a lot? No, Jake just goes silent there. There's a chance to shine right now. He comes up with these hypothetical trade offers all the time.
Well, I think his gears were spinning because he was already getting ready to clap back in my statement on that. And now he's got to switch.
Oh, no, he's deep into research now. He's clicking and pointing and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs were second in sacks
this
year.
I know.
And so you don't think they had an elite pass rush?
I think that their sack numbers were elevated because their secondary was so incredible.
Sure. Okay. Okay. I think Chris Jones.
I think Chris Jones is
Vic
elite.
Early, right. Thank you for that text message.
Yeah,
that's
saw that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What did
he? No, he's making fun of me.
Yeah. That'll be a talking point down in the Big 12 tournament. Thanks, Greg.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
You kind of do.
I agree with Greg on that one
too.
Not necessarily. You don't know what put the person in that situation.
You kind of do.
Do you need to?
Right.
Do you need to know? I mean. That part of it?
You're making it sound like it's just easy to see something like that.
Okay. Well, if it's Al Pacino, probably not.
And I will.
No, stop it.
Here it comes.
Here it is.
And Maria, I see Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know who won, but what's up? T. Higgins is a top what wide receiver in the NFL? Now that gets his wheels. Now you guys, come on,
oh boy,
here, come on,
top 20,
Jesus,
top 15 maybe,
top 15,
okay. Elite? Is he a number one?
Not on his team.
I know, but can he go somewhere else and be a number one?
Depends on the team. He'd be the number one here, right?
I know what you mean. Is he a legit?
Can he be a number one?
A legitimate number one.
And I'm not making this comparison. They're different players, but like the cautionary tale is, Alvin Harper. You know, even though he's with the Cowboys and
right.
Michael, you know, he's getting he'll be a number one. And then you get him away from Dallas. Oh, he's not okay.
We've had a chance to see Higgins a few times when Chase isn't on the field, though. I feel like he still put up good numbers. Am I wrong about that?
don't know. I'm asking you guys.
No, I don't put him on the level of a CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Chase, Tyreek. I wouldn't even say he's like Brandon Ayuk or Debo. Or
God, he was 60th in the NFL in yards, but he only played 12 games this year. Let's see about yards per game. He averaged 50 yards a game? That's not great.
For his career, 63 and a half.
Look at throwing him the ball, though, too.
Just thought I'd ask. Bengals are finding out it ain't so easy to deal with all these personalities once they all want to get paid. Mm-hmm. And again, Brett Veach done a great job of it.
Phenomenal.
Had to go down that road with Tyreek Hill, and he made the right decision. Pushed the right buttons.
100%.
Got the right return. And most importantly, turned those picks into tremendous value.
Yeah, I'm just not in the – you just don't pay wide receivers quarterback money. In my opinion, I think that devastates your team.
11 a.m. is when legal tampering starts.
Woo!
And then we're going to go, and then we're in. So Albert Breer says many wide receivers remain on the trade block. Are you interested in any of these? New England's Devontae Parker. Let me answer. No. What do you think? I mean, you want him, that's fine.
No. Pass this prime.
Nate?
Okay. Not
Dallas's Michael Gallup.
No.
Pittsburgh's Deontay Johnson.
Yes.
Oh, Jake just woke up now. Now he's part of the show. Nate?
Sure.
Deontay Johnson. Go ahead and start looking up your numbers.
Kick the tires. I'm scrolling down here to see.
What would you offer for Deontay Johnson in there, deal maker?
I got a nice third round pick for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Aren't we aggressive?
You don't have to go pay a free agent.
Right.
What's his contract? That's another thing. Is he on his last year of his contract? That would determine, you know. Are you just rent a player, 1 year rent a player? I think he's on his rookie deal still.
But, I mean, if you go out and sign a guy, you don't have to give up a draft pick.
No. You're probably not going to get... I like Deontay Johnson.
717 yards last year, 14 yards a catch, 5 touchdowns. I would play. He's played 5 years.
He's available right now.
Had 1,100 yards in 2021.
Right. I mean, I'd definitely be interested. I'd be interested in him.
Heck yeah!
But then you gotta talk about compensation, both in the trade and you know what's he want?
Like, right.
Like how much? Jake, what are you getting? So it's unknown. Here's one article. It's unknown what the Steelers would be able to get for Deontay Johnson. But after the Cleveland Browns acquired Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos for a fifth-round pick, it seems like the market may be going in the wrong direction. Mm. But if Pittsburgh could land a selection high enough, they may make the move and look to add another starter through free agency or the NFL draft.
What do you guys think of Jerry Jeudy? Steve Smith was the
right,
one.
Steve Smith, I mean, people have criticized his work ethic and have criticized him. And honestly, like Sean Payton, the purge begins. I mean, if Sean Payton loved him, they wouldn't be trading him for a fifth-round pick.
I mean, I think he's been super underwhelming.
Yeah, he had. I mean, it was funny because that the day that Steve Smith got into it with Jeudy was in Kansas City. I was working that game, filling in for you that night. And then he went out and did nothing, if I remember correctly, in that game.
He had a lot of games like that.
But he got into a little, you know, back and forth with Steve Smith, who's not the kind of guy to back down on it. He lit him up. I thought he was a big time. I mean, I thought he was going to be a stud when he was coming out of college.
Well, yeah.
How much of it is the dysfunction of Denver? How much of it is him?
Revolving door at quarterback.
You know, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's, but I'm not. I wouldn't be.
Deontay Johnson's making $7 million this year, and then he's an unrestricted free agent next year.
Yeah, I think third's probably a little steep.
He earns a base of $7 million, a roster bonus of $3 million, while carrying a cap hit of $15.8 million and a dead cap value of $5.8 million.
I mean, if you could get him for a fifth, I think that's well worth it.
We'll take a break back after this on WHB. All right, so one of the big decisions that is going to have a domino effect for what happens in about a little under an hour and a half when basically free agency begins is Kirk Cousins and what he does. Diana Rossini, who's been all over everything as senior NFL insider for The Athletic, just tweeted out that Kirk Cousins will hit free agency because there was some thought that maybe the Vikings could retain him. But Kirk Cousins will hit free agency and begin discussions with Atlanta as soon as the tampering window opens in less than 90 minutes per sources. And so it looks like if she's saying that, then soon after that we could hear Kirk Cousins signs with Atlanta. And so that's we're seeing quarterback decisions being made with Russell Wilson now overnight agreeing to terms with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the Broncos are going to pay Russell Wilson $38 million to play football for the Steelers this year. So the Steelers get Wilson. There's a spot taking up, and then there's a quarterback off the market. Baker Mayfield, who was going to be an attractive free agent option for some teams, the Buccaneers did not let him get the free agency. And he signs a three-year, $100 million deal with Tampa to stay with the Bucs. And so, I mean, whatever you think of them, based on this class of free agents and available quarterbacks, those were two of the best veterans out there. Because look at the rest of the list. It's poop. You've got Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, you got Russell Wilson. And so now, according to Diana Rossini, it looks like those three Eagles will have landed by noon, maybe. Russell Wilson to
see
the
Steelers. See what you did there.
Yeah, you like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson to the Steelers. Baker Mayfield stays with Tampa. And she says that at 11 o'clock, when the tampering period starts, Kirk Cousins will start his negotiations with the Atlanta Falcons. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Because certainly they didn't talk beforehand, did they? No.
No.
There's been no contact. So let's say Cousins goes to the Falcons. Well, then Minnesota's looking for a quarterback. New England trades Mac Jones to Jacksonville to be Trevor Lawrence's backup for a sixth-round pick a year after they could have had a second-round pick, but Robert Kraft said, no, we need you to massage the deal a little bit. No.
Oh, no. You went there.
Nope. Damn it. Point is, they could have had second last year and then not the sixth, so
right.
It went the other way.
I get it.
Right. I apologize. And so, New England needs a quarterback. They're going to draft one, but do they want a veteran to start next year? What's Minnesota going to do? The story of Justin Fields is not complete. There doesn't appear to be a market for him. So if you're in Chicago, sure as hell ain't going to get what they thought they were going to get for him. But if you're one of these quarterback needy teams, do you buy low on him and say, ah, what the hell, let's see what we got here? I mean, he's available.
Right.
But but Chicago's not going to trade him to Minnesota. But, I mean, could they trade him to New England? Like, where else?
God, what if they trade him to Minnesota and then he ends up being Caleb Williams? That's why
you don't
want to.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, where do you trade him? Who needs him? Now you're not, see this, because then you start talking about, okay, what is this, someone trade him as a high-end backup?
Yeah, like, that'd be maybe team like L.A. Do you have Stafford going out, and you need to...
Yeah, whoever. I mean, there's, you know, there's plenty, but then you ain't giving up much.
No. I mean, right? What the Cowboys gave up a fourth for Trey Lance, which is crazy.
Right.
But, that I mean, that's kind of...
Well, Mac Jones just got it. They got a sixth, right? And that's it.
Maybe some place that has... Like, what about Seattle?
That's an option.
You know, place that has a quarterback who can run a little bit. It's not the exact same. But you don't have a settled quarterback situation.
That's a possibility. Right there, yeah. Sure.
I'm just trying to think through my head. Like, Baltimore?
I don't know. Again, it depends on what you...
If you don't have to give up much, you don't have to pay him much, maybe Baltimore would be a good backup there, but I'm sure he doesn't want to go to a situation like that.
Well, he's going to have to go. I mean, he doesn't have much choice right now. Go somewhere...
That quarterback draft class, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones...
You don't think he's good?
Do we know that any of them are good? Like, because even Trevor Lawrence, you don't really even know. Like, he's the most successful of them. But he hasn't.
Zach Wilson, if you're looking for a quarterback, he's available.
I feel like we know on Mac Jones and Zach Wilson that they are not starting caliber quarterbacks on good teams in the NFL. I feel like Fields is the one guy that's just complete question mark. You can talk yourself into believing that he could still be really, really good if he ends up in a right situation. You can just say, look, he has such a terrible situation in Chicago that you can't blame him for it. It doesn't sound like many people feel that way, though, if there's not much of a market for him.
Zach Wilson's coming from a dumpster fire.
Yeah, but he looked terrible across the board. Like, Fields has enough good performances and enough numbers that make you daydream a little bit.
Unless you look at film for against the Chiefs for some reason. When, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Mac Jones didn't have a horrible rookie season. I mean, he threw for 3,800 yards, 22 TDs, 13 interceptions. I mean, I'm not saying that's good by any means, but
he got worse every year, right?
Right, but like Zach Wilson,
sorry,
I don't think he's doing that. Ever.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah, I mean Zach Wilson's the worst of the bunch. I'm looking back, like, because was this game against the Chiefs even really that good, or was it like good for him? Like, I remember he made
a
couple
good
big
for him.
Plays.
It was making me furious that
right,
night.
Right. But he threw for 245 yards.
Stupid.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
No, he made some high end throws. Like, why is he not sucking like he always does?
Yeah, 245, two picks, no touchdowns. I mean, two touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah. No, that night was not. It was like it wasn't him. It was like someone else wore his uniform. Like, why are you doing this?
Right.
We'll take a break back after this on WHB. You guys happen to see who the first two teams that earned spots in the NCAA tournament were?
Drake?
No.
Didn't they?
Nate? The
no.
First two teams.
Oh, I did.
This year.
I saw your tweet about this.
Morehead and Longwood.
Yeah.
So. My brackets
are they your
wrecked.
Favorites?
Yeah, because I have to pick them in my bracket. I don't care.
Do you expect more? Do you expect Longwood to go deep into the tournament?
Yes. I don't care what the NCAA selection committee says. I don't care about stupid formats. If you want more interest in your tournament, you make that a play-in game.
Mm.
Who's playing tonight? Morehead and Longwood. I'm watching.
Not safe for work, huh?
Wow. This game is nuts.
Whoa.
Tell me you wouldn't watch it. Jake would gamble so heavily on that game.
A lot of people might just watch for 2 minutes or
right.
so.
Exactly right. Hi, everyone. I'm 13 years old. How are you?
Very mature on the show.
Don't say John to shut up. I'll shut up for 24 hours. How about that?
Just
20. All right.
Big week coming up.
20, yeah. Well, I'd like it for be 24 if I could. Yeah.
It's going to be a rough show tomorrow.
Well, we got about an hour and 4 minutes until all hell breaks loose with the NFL free agency. I'll see you on social media, Kansas City. Until then, Chris Jones remains a Chief.